I remember thinking this way when I heard people talk about the word. I would look at somebody in a chair and I'd say, oh yeah, well then what about them in the chair? Well then let's pray, let's see them get up. But it was sarcasm in my heart. There was like challenge. And the more you do that, then you release yourself from the accountability of that word. In other words, you're just attacking, you're criticizing. And I remember that. I remember being in a church one time when I was in my mid-20s. My life was all messed up. I was arrogant and proud. And it's a wonder, see, if God wasn't merciful, he'd have just smote me. But he didn't. He changed me. He saved me. He had mercy on me. I love him for it. But I remember in that service looking over at somebody in a wheelchair and thinking they were preaching the word without any release of faith. They just preached with all God, all things are possible in one of those power sermons, but they never prayed for anybody or activated the body to believe or anything. They just preached and we all went home. But the whole time they're preaching, I'm sitting there saying, yeah, all right, then go pray for him and let's see him get up. And because they didn't, that was my validation for not believing. Do you get it? Since then, I've been born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, and I've gotten into the Word in my bedroom, and I've stepped out in faith. And let me just, without exaggerating, let me just at least just say hundreds. I've seen hundreds of people healed. I've seen tumors disappear. I saw two blind eyes open before, separate times, one single eye, lots of deaf ears. I saw a lot of stuff. I've seen a lot of stuff. But I didn't see anything until I saw it in the Word and began to believe it and act on it. Now let me ask you this. Is that coincidence? Then what was wrong all those years before? I wasn't seeing or believing what was here, but it was here the whole time. And as soon as I saw it and went, oh, the first guy was degenerated disc. He needed to get a fusion because there was no disc. It was bone on bone. And I was 3 months old in the Lord, and I prayed for him, and God put a new disc between those bones. Yeah, 3 months old in the Lord. You know what I prayed? Lord, you said, I read it in my bedroom, you said, if I pray for the sick and lay my hands on them, you'll heal them. They'll recover. And if I ask anything in your name, Father, or Jesus, if I ask anything of the Father in your name, he'll do it. Father, in Jesus' name, would you put a new disc in his back? That's all I prayed. And the guy looked at me like, that's it? And I'm like, that's it. That's all the thunder I got for you, pal. And here's the deal. He turns and he goes like this. He's still walking like this to his car. And I'm like, I felt good because I obeyed. I just felt, it felt right. I was 3 months old in the Lord. I tell people spiritually, I had big huggies on, I had a big old binky, you know. I barely know what I'm doing. I just found it in the Word that if I touch him, he can be healed. And I thought, well, then I need to touch him. It just made sense. I didn't have anybody telling me to do that. It just made sense. Naturally, have anybody. The Holy Spirit was prompting me. He goes in to get his follow-up MRI because he's going to get this emergency fusion. And when they did the second MRI, from the time he hobbled to his car and drove, I don't know why God does this stuff. Because when he hobbles to his car, that's a stumbling block for us. We think we prayed our great prayer. Who knows? It's not our great prayer. It's his great name. Yay for Jesus. It's not our great prayer. But we think we prayed our great prayer and nothing happened. And I just was like, I felt good because I did it. I was like, I was right.